Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Good morning. Welcome to Empower Wichita. I'm your host, Carla, hanging with you on your Sunday. Very special guest joining us this morning, Mrs. Rachel Inskeep. She is the co-chair for the Wichita Hydrocephalus Walk. Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Thank you so much for hanging with me. Now, I'll be honest, I talked with Scott Pierce, who also was a part of this, and he was talking to me and a friend here, Todd Murphy, about it, and I was like, what? You guys need to come on Empower Wichita so people can learn more about this. And it's the Wichita Hydrocephalus Walk. Who is Wichita Hydrocephalus? What exactly is that, and what is this walk all about?
So we are part of a national campaign that do walks all across the country. Mm-hmm. The national office is actually based out of Bethesda, Maryland, and we started our walk, will be 8 years ago this year. And hydrocephalus is basically an incurable condition that can only be treated with brain surgery. So basically, it's an excess of cerebrospinal fluid that, you know, has nowhere to go. Basically, there's an obstruction in there. And so the only treatment right now is to place a shunt that drains the fluid to another part of the body. Usually it's in the belly or the abdomen or the heart are the two common ones. And that's the only treatment. But the problem is the shunts can fail at a very high rate, especially in the first 2 years. There's a 50% chance of shunt failure. And then as life goes on, you have many chances of, you know, malfunctions and things like that, which every time that happens, it means another brain surgery. So we do this to raise funds to, you know, hopefully find a better treatment option and hopefully one day a cure.
Now, my question is this something, just for my general knowledge, is this something that's detected ahead of time? How is this diagnosed, and how early can it be detected?
So for my situation with my son, he was diagnosed in utero when I was 18 weeks pregnant. We found out with the sonogram to find out what sex he was. You know, people can be born with it. They can acquire it later in life. Anybody can get hydrocephalus. There's the older population that are misdiagnosed when they with Parkinson's or dementia, when they really have what we call NPH, which is normal pressure hydrocephalus. And so the only way to find that is doing imaging, which, you know, a lot of doctors just aren't, they just don't know about it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, a lot of our veterans that come back from fighting war, they come back with traumatic brain injury, any kind of traumatic brain injury. You can end up with hydrocephalus. So, it's pretty common actually.
So
1 in 500 babies born are born with hydrocephalus.
With your personal experience, the medical expenses, I mean, this walk is to help fund the research and to aid families who need help with this. How massive are the medical expenses and the research for this condition?
With my experience, my son has only had one surgery.
Okay.
Thank goodness. But you know, it can go from very mild to very severe.
Right.
So everybody's situation is different. Many people have over 200 brain surgeries. So yes, that can be very overwhelming financially as well as, you know, everything else. And, but yeah, we raise funds for the Hydrocephalus Association for, you know, support, education. They are doing some amazing research with, you know, what we've got going on, and there's been some awesome things happening, and that's what we focus on, and hopefully we'll find, you know, some better treatment options, and like I said, hopefully, you know, in the end, a cure would be the best.
Sure. How old is your son now?
He's 10.
Oh, yay. Only one surgery.
Yes.
If you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, I'm sitting here with Rachel Inskeep. She's the co-chair for the Wichita Hydrocephalus Walk. And this is on behalf of the Hydrocephalus Foundation. And what we're trying to do, everyone, is we're trying to raise awareness. We want to help with research. We want to help with education and just help support in any way we can. Now, you said the walk has been going on for 8 years, Rachel. How many years here in Wichita? Is it 8 in Wichita?
Yeah, we started it here in Wichita 8 years ago. Now, there's countless of many other walks around the country that, you know, have been going longer. Some have just, you know, got going in the last couple of years. But I believe there's over 45 walks this year.
Wow.
So last year we raised over $2 million through
Holy
the walks,
moly.
Which I will say is all volunteer based. We all don't, you know, volunteer our time to put something on like this, which it is a lot of work.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a blessing and, it's, you know, rewarding. So
now with your son being 10, have you been a part of this for the last 8 years then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our first walk, he was 2. So
oh,
yeah.
Wow. A lot of times the sponsors are who truly make this happen. Is there anyone you wanted to thank today?
Yeah, we would like to thank Garden Plains State Bank and Abai Neuroscience Center. They are our two big corporate sponsors that sponsor our event every year. And so just say thanks to them.
Very awesome. Mm-hmm. So what we're talking about, the Wichita Walk to End Hydrocephalus, it's Saturday, October 13th.
Correct.
In Sedgwick County Park.
Yes, we're at the Sunflower Building.
Awesome. So what time will that start and end?
Check-in starts at 8:30. We kick off opening ceremony at 9:45. Walk starts at 10. After the 3.1-mile walk, we have lots of food and fun for the family. We also have a big raffle that we do after the walk. So lots of fun for the family.
Okay. So registering, what's the easiest way to register?
If they can go online, if they want to register a team or you can register individually, go to support.hydroassoc, so that's hydroassoc.org/2018 Wichita Walk. And there you will find our page and you can register right there. You can also share it on your social media. For people to donate to your team or your page. And we would love to have everyone join us.
Okay, so one more time for everyone listening. If you're interested in joining the walk as an individual, as a team, can you give me that website one more time, Rachel?
Yes, it's support.hydroassoc, so hydroassoc.org/2018 Wichita Walk.
Is that the best place if people, they're like, you know what, I don't have the time or the means to participate. We would just love to donate. Is that the best way to donate?
Yeah,
to
they can go on there and they can make a general donation to our walk, or they can choose a team to donate to, however they would like to do that.
Great. And how about volunteers for the walk itself?
We have quite a few getting signed up, but, you know, we always welcome people to come out and see what we're doing, and they want to help us out, we'll be glad to put them to work.
Are you guys on social media, Facebook, Instagram,
yes.
Twitter?
Uh-huh.
And what's the best way to find you on social media?
On Facebook, we're Wichita Hydrocephalus Walk.
Okay. Easy enough. And if you're listening right now, I would say if for some reason you didn't catch the website, you can go to the Wichita Hydrocephalus Walk on Facebook. Just search them, type in Wichita, and all the information, I'm sure will be right there.
Yeah.
And again, if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, I'm sitting here with Rachel Inskeep. She is the co-chair for the Wichita Hydrocephalus Walk this year in Wichita. This is the 8th year, and luckily they've had a great outcome with raising funds. But all of this is not just for funds, but it's for the education, the awareness. And the 2018 Wichita Walk to End Hydrocephalus is happening October 13th. That's a Saturday. If you want to bring the whole family, it's at Sedgwick County Park over at 6501 West 21st Street North in the Sunflower Building.
Correct.
Check-in starts at 8:30 a.m. Again, Saturday, October 13th, the opening ceremony at 9:45. So there's going to be food, lots of fun for the family, raffles, the 3.1-mile walk, just an awesome reason to get together outside with the family for a good cause. And if you want to register a team or an individual, you are more than welcome to do that. You can go to support.hydro, that's hydroassoc.org/2018 Wichita Walk. Did I get that right?
You did.
Okay, awesome. Or you can find them on Facebook. And like I said, you can register, you can volunteer, you want to just simply donate. That would be amazing. But we are just trying to raise awareness, again, support, education, research, the whole nine yards for the Wichita Hydrocephalus Association. Let's show them what Wichita has, you guys. Rachel, thank you so much for joining me. Is there anything you want to add before we wrap up?
No, I think that pretty much sums it up. Thank you for having me.
Of course. We'll be right back. We got more coming up with Empower Wichita. Keep it right here. It's Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.